Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. For a long time, I've been doing teachings on many, let's say, controversial topics. And one of the topics I often focus on in some of my videos is modesty. And on today's video, I'm going to do a breakdown of a pastor that I saw being interviewed on a radio station. Now, this pastor, one of his teachings about modesty was sent to me a couple of months ago, and I thought it was excellent, but I wasn't really aware of to the degree he spoke about the truth about modesty. And I've been a believer for a long time, and I've met very few pastors that would be willing to teach the truth about modesty and not water down the message. A lot of people don't want to lose the popularity of their church, because that's where their money comes from. And a lot of people are, pastors especially, are scared to offend people, because then they'll lose a lot of these members. But we have to stand up for the truth. And in this video, it was quite interesting because, first of all, it's almost identical to a message I've been given for a long time that so many people get upset about. But it's scriptural. The other thing that I noticed was there was the pastor, it wasn't his message on of his lecture about modesty, but he was being interviewed by a local radio station and talking about his so-called controversial topics of modesty and the way he speaks about it. I think he handled the interview excellent, but I found it very interesting that there was the host and then there was the co-host, and the co-host was a woman, and an immodest woman, and just supporting the, right away she just gave me a vibe of a feminist. And you know, I get a lot of this when I post my videos of women just like this, saying things like, well, you know, why do you focus on women? Why don't you focus on men? Or how come, you know, it's not a woman's fault if she gets raped or something like this? Or how can you call this immodest and all this? And I think this pastor handled it wonderful. But the spirit and the type of woman that was there questioning him, and just a lot of women and people in general, men also, will question the topic of modesty. But when it comes down to it, I mean, I'm in full agreement with the wording and the way this pastor put it. And a lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people don't want to hear what modesty is and what modesty isn't according to the scriptures. And yes, I talk about this subject because it's one of the biggest issues we have in the church today. And a lot of people don't want to hear it from me, so let's hear it from this pastor, who's quite popular, actually. He has a nice big following, and the people are in agreement with him. And one of the things I absolutely love about him, that I don't even know if it's mentioned in this interview, is, it may be, but he separates the women and the men when they come into the congregation. And I absolutely love that idea, and it's just against the mainstream ideas of modesty today. And I'm going to say this before I play the interview, and I'll interject in the interview and talk a little bit more about it. But if you have a problem with this message, which is 100% biblical, you do have a problem. And it's something you need to pray about. I'm not playing this for you to get defensive or you to tell me things that are, you know, why you don't like this message and all this. I'm praying this message so you hear the truth, whether you like it or not. And this is the truth. Now, from a scriptural standpoint, if you disagree with something that's said, I'm open to discussing that further. But here goes the interview.
It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with Kay Fox. Kay, I've been waiting for this. I've been like, this is like a dream come true.
Tell me why.
Because we have Pastor Gino Jennings here. He's a pastor from Philadelphia. He's made headlines, but I'm hearing this message is not new to him. I'm gonna play two clips from Pastor Geno Jennings. This is Pastor Geno Jennings, one of his sermons. These
so-called Christian-looking whores. Shopping in some church, flapping your ankle chains around, all on the choir, breasts hanging out, lips all red, nails painted red, purple, blue, green, long like bird claws, all this fake hair, breast implants, toenails painted with little fake diamonds in it. Your toes ain't richer. You're nothing but a prostitute.
Okay. Wow. So that, yes. Our phone number is 215-515-3481. Just
please
to let
call
people
us.
Know, it's 215-515-3481. But we have more. This is more from Pastor Geno Jennings.
His wife out in the street looking like a prostitute. And you a holy woman or claim you's a Christian? Christian with skin tight pants. Going to some church with the shape of your birth canal exposed in public and jeans all up the backside of your behind.
Okay, so let me just take a break here and tell you before we meet the pastor, this woman that was the co-host laughed at this message. And this was a very serious message and is a very serious message. And it's right away a red flag that she's laughing at this important, serious biblical message. And he wasn't watering the message down at all, but she wasn't taking it seriously at all. And this is the way most people are today, men and women. Now, this pastor does talk about men also, and he talks, as a matter of fact, a lot about men and the issues they have with their immodesty, especially men growing up, teenagers today, wearing their pants up to their knees with their underwear showing. But he also talks about the responsibility of men to take care of women, to take care of their babies, and just really laying it out there for men and women what Scripture says of how we should be acting, how we should be appearing and looking according to the world today. So we're going to meet this pastor now, but I just wanted to bring your attention to that co-host, the woman, because she laughed at this serious message. And we're going to see later on just the type of spirit she has. And the reason why it's important to notice that is when I put my videos on and I talk about this topic, I get the same kind of response from some women, not all women, but some women. And when you're laughing at the word of Yahweh, that's a serious offense. And it's what this pastor just said in that clip from one of his teachings was 100% biblically correct. And I don't see anything unbiblical about what he just said in those open statements. That women today are dressed like, and given the appearance and dressing more like prostitutes than modest, according to biblical standards. So let's hear more about, let's meet the pastor and hear what he has to say about this.
Pastor Geno Jennings here. How you doing, sir?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Your message has it been misconstrued? It sounds a little harsh, wouldn't you say?
No, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
Basically, what someone did, it took an excerpt.
Okay.
About a 2 or 3 minute excerpt of a closing year service. But if someone would have heard the whole message, then it would have clarity of exactly what I was saying. What I was dealing with is the condition that the churches are in now. When I came up, I was told that the church is supposed to be a light to the sinner. The church is not a light to the sinner. The sinner has become a light to the church. And this is why if you look at church today, church mimic the sinner. And a lot of sinners don't have no respect for church because of that. Because when they go to the club and to the party, the same ones that's in church is at the club. So this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so the host of the show here called his message controversial when he interviewed him, and now he's suggesting that maybe that's a harsh message. His exact words was, "Don't you think that's a little harsh?" And I really love the response to the pastor of them saying, "No, you took a clip of a fuller message, first of all, and second of all, you know, this is the reality of what's going on today." And I don't know what church most of you people that are watching are going to, but the majority of the churches today is exactly like this pastor said. The women are dressed the same way they would go to a nightclub. They're going to church. I've seen it. I went to a good amount of different churches, and I've seen the way women dress. And I'm in full agreement with this. And this is one of the reasons why I talk about this so much. Not to judge and knock people down, but to judge and lift people up. To try to let them know, because maybe no one's telling them. Maybe people are saying, well, you look really good. Well, you know, we need to get back into modesty. And I really appreciate this pastor for the way he replied to that question and accusation. And he doesn't think at all that he was too harsh. As a matter of fact, you know, we could be even more harsh. You know, if people aren't getting it, we're not harsh enough. We're not. We got to let people know the truth, whether they want to hear it or not. Somebody has to tell them. So let's hear more of this interview.
Now, you say some stuff about women wearing, you know, tight pants, and that they wear, you know, claws.
Bird claws.
Bird claws.
Yes.
That they're, was the word whores or prostitutes?
Both.
I want to interject here again briefly. Right away, that woman, you saw the spirit rising up in her, both. You know, she's, you could tell how she's getting and what this is leading to here, both. And let's hear his the pastor's explanation for this. But just notice the spirit of the woman as we're watching this.
Again, if you listen at the whole message,
okay,
it isn't because they wear it, it's what make them a whore or prostitute. I'm dealing with the appearance.
Okay.
If you look at a prostitute or a stripper, someone in the church should not be looking like a stripper. You should be able to look at a church person and look at a stripper and not get them mixed and not get them mixed up as being the same thing.
What do people not get about what he just said? It makes perfect sense. A woman that's coming to church needs to dress a certain way. And not even in the church building, a woman who identifies herself or calls herself as a believer and a follower of Yeshua should certainly be dressing like different from the worldly people. What he said made perfect sense, and I'm in full agreement with him. And if any of you, men or women, disagree with that statement, please tell me why. And tell me why you think that is not true. Let's hear more.
Pastor Gino Jennings, do you have a favorite stripper here from Philadelphia?
Oh, no, I don't deal with strip clubs.
Okay, all right.
But I came up in the hood.
Okay, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Huntington Park.
Okay.
And brother, in Huntington Park, everything walked the streets. So it isn't like what I'm speaking to have is something that I haven't seen coming up. You can see the strippers and the prostitutes walking the streets, and you see sometime people that go to church. Stop and picking them up. So the church is no longer a light to the sinner world. You can do the same thing in church as you do before you claim you're saved.
What about church starting from within and being non-judgmental about people that do want to find the word of God, but you're judging them from their appearance?
And we see the spirit of this woman rising up and talking about the judgment question. And basically, don't judge me. We're not supposed to judge on appearance and so on. And I think the pastor handled it very well. We're going to see in a moment how he replied to it. But one thing he didn't say, and it's true, is the Bible calls us to be judgmental. You know, many people have this misconception that the Bible says, thou shalt not judge. No, the Bible says, as believers, we're supposed to judge. That's how we discern. The only thing we're not supposed to judge is somebody's salvation. That's for our Creator on Judgment Day. But a person's walk and appearance, absolutely, as believers, as brothers and sisters with each other, we're supposed to judge one another, not to tear them down, but to lift them up. But we see the spirit of this lady talking about don't judge, and you shouldn't judge. First of all, that's not a biblical message. And second of all, you could see the spirit rising up in her. And this is how many women reply to my videos when I talk about modesty. And it's a problem because it's a feminist-driven reply to a very biblically sound message. And let's hear his reply, which was excellent. But I just wanted to stop here for a second so you saw the spirit of this woman starting to rise up. And she represents most women out there today, whether they call themselves believers or not. From my experience, when I post videos on this, topic. It shouldn't be a controversial topic. It should be like, is that biblical or is that not? And he's given biblical sound doctrine to back up his statements.
Basically, whenever you tell someone about themselves, right away someone throw a judgmental card. If an individual is dressing inappropriately.
According to who?
It is again interrupting what he was saying. According to who? According to who? That same type of reply I get to some of my videos by a certain type of woman. Let's hear his reply. Wonderful.
According to morals and according to biblical principle. See, a lot of people don't even know that the Bible even speaks of makeup. They say you're making it up. The Bible speaks of makeup. The Bible speaks of jewelry. The Bible speaks of modesty. So it isn't something that's made up. It's a true fact.
So I have on makeup. I have on lip gloss. So what would be your assessment of me as a woman?
My assessment wouldn't be anything. But okay. From a biblical perspective, in the fourth chapter of the book of Jeremiah, it plainly states, when thou art spoiled, what will thine do? Though thou rentest thine face with paint and deck yourself with ornaments of gold, the scripture says, in vain do you make yourself fair. I don't believe from a biblical perspective that a woman have to wear makeup and fake hair to be beautiful. And this is one of my arguments. The women have been commercialized in such a way until they feel as though their hair is not good enough for them, so they want to buy some. The way God made them isn't good enough for them, so they want to put on lipstick and all this other thing. I'm a firm believer that God's creation is naturally beautiful. Beauty don't come in a box.
So that equates them to being a prostitute or a whore.
If what this pastor is saying is offending you or upsetting you, you need to check your biblical understanding of what it means to be modest. And this woman is a great example of somebody who is offended by what he's saying and trying to not understand it, but come against it and defend dressing immodestly and being immodest. And you could just tell that she's just ready to jump out of her seat and just go crazy because she doesn't like what she's hearing. And this is how feminist women act. They don't like the truth. They don't like somebody telling them how to do anything, and they want to be in control, and they want to get the last word in, and that's the behavior of many women on this topic when they defend or try to defend this biblically sound doctrine teaching. So let's hear more of this, and again, you're welcome to state your opinions below this video. Let's watch more.
Now, Pastor Geno Jennings, let's, The most sensational things, you know, out of, you know, the things that made, you know, made you go viral. Are you saying, you know, women, you look like whores, you look like prostitutes. Do you think those words were too harsh that you're using?
No.
Okay.
Old folks used to say it this way. Mothers used to tell their daughters, don't go out here looking like Jezebel. Have you ever heard that statement?
Yes.
Do you know how the Bible describes Jezebel?
Please break it down for us.
In 2 Kings, the 9th chapter, the Bible speaks about Jezebel. She painted her face. It was a certain attire. In the book of Proverbs, it clearly is distinguished between, it says, the attire of a harlot. But then in the New Testament, in the book of Timothy, it talks about women adorning yourselves in modest apparel. There is a difference between the attire of a harlot and modest apparel. There's nothing modest about a woman in the street, half naked. These leggings that women wear, they wear them to church.
But I mean, doesn't church also say come as you are?
No, the Bible ain't never said that.
No, I'm just saying, as a church, as you know, don't you want people to come as they are right now?
Yes,
say if they're trying to change their life and they have makeup on and they have tights on.
Can we welcome them. Like this?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, we welcome them. But when you come as you are, that doesn't mean that you stay as you are.
No, we didn't say that.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Churches today, it isn't just come as you are. It's stay as you are. You can go into any church, practically 99.9 of churches, and you will see more naked females. Our brothers got their pants hanging down, showing their underwear. This is church. This is what church has become now.
Okay. Well,
so it should be a difference between what you wear in the street and clubbing and partying and what you wear in church. So society says it's normal just to be negative. It's normal to look that way. No, it is not.
We have Pastor Gino Jennings here. Would you like to talk to him? He thinks you're a prostitute. He thinks you're a whore.
Okay, now it's the male host taking words out of his mouth and the meaning out of his mouth. He didn't call women prostitutes and whores. He said they look and have the appearance of prostitute and whores, and they should look different if they consider themselves believers. So the host here is inciting people to call up because this pastor is calling women prostitutes and whores. He said, no, they look like it. They're taking the appearance of it. And if they're a true believer, they should not have the same appearance of prostitutes and whores on the street.
It is the nature of a man to be attracted to a woman who hardly have anything on.
Tights and a halter top?
Yes. Let's be
so
real.
So then, I'm just trying to think. If I choose to dress today and have on a tights and a halter top, and a man honks at me, it's my fault.
According to scripture, naked isn't only not wearing any clothing. Naked is revealing the shape of your body. And tights and a halter top definitely reveal the shape of your body. That is considered nakedness, according to the scripture. And in the scripture, there was shame and nakedness went hand in hand. And many women like this today, nakedness and pride go hand in hand. And in no way is tights and a halter top modest. And the pastor's story here is that not only are women walking around the street like this, but women are coming to the church like this. And this is a problem, but obviously many women with the same don't blame me, blame somebody else attitude, doesn't seem like she's ready to change wearing and dressing like this, but she doesn't see wearing tights and a halter top as immodest. But it is, and that's the problem. What are you basing your standards on? Are you basing it on this woman's beliefs or the world's beliefs, or are you basing on what scripture says? Again, I love the pastor's reply. Let's hear it.
It's the fault of both. If you dressed in a way, you don't believe that a woman can dress in a way that can lure a man to him?
That's just like saying if a woman puts on a tight dress, she deserves to get raped.
No, that is not saying that. Yeah. Because regardless of what a person wears, they don't deserve to get raped. But at the same time, let me make this example.
Please.
There are some men that drive a very fashionable car and look a certain way. And sometimes that look attracts certain women. There are certain looks that a woman can have on that make her appear that attract certain men. That's just a fact. You go buy a car because you're attracted to the look, even if you don't know the engine, how it works.
But that doesn't mean that it's our fault.
So what's the proper dress for women? I'm just saying from Pastor Jennings.
Well, never mind for me. From a biblical perspective, okay. The biblical term is modesty. And modesty, when you're dressed modest, you're not half naked. The Bible says that the shame of your nakedness not appear.
Again, this woman is like many of the women that hear me talk about modesty, getting offensive and offended and trying to defend immodesty. And I love the example that this pastor gave. It's the appearance has a tremendous revelation about what you're doing inside, because I believe a woman that's really convicted by Yahweh and has the Holy Spirit would not dress the way the world dresses. And to criticize or judge or to try to help someone, I believe this pastor is criticizing them or judging them to lift them up, not knock them down. And I think it's an important thing. And I think people need to get that and understand that. And I really like the way he gave that example. And it's true. And the bar is lowering. It's not being raised. Yeshua came to raise the bar, not lower it. And the bar is being lower and lower and lower. And more immodest women are getting into church today more and more and more and more. And that's a problem. And people need to speak up about it. And I think I'm one of the few that does speak up about it, and a lot of people don't want to hear it, but I don't just want to tell you what you want to hear. I want to tell people what they need to hear. You could have your own feelings, your thoughts, and everything else, but the Bible wants us to cover our bodies and be modest. And if you take the appearance of the world, and somebody can't tell the difference if you're standing next to a believer standing next to a non-believer, chances are they're not lifting up their side of it. You're coming down on your side of it. And it's time to make that transformation. If you truly want to represent Yahweh, well then, acting like it is important, our individually character, but also our outward appearance makes a big difference also. So prayerfully, you'll consider that. And yes, there are no particular guidelines of you need to wear a shirt that's this many inches or a skirt that's this many inches. But you need not look like the world. You need to cover up your body and be different. So prayerfully, people are going to get that. And, you know, and I just pray. I pray that we can all, men and women, because men also need to do better. And I always speak about it's not just a message for women. It's a message for men also. Thank you for listening to this message. And I want to remind you all that we have fellowship every Friday night at 8 p.m. on my YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. And you can also join us for prayer every morning at 6 a.m. for prayer at Torah Life Ministries. As for this message today, I pray your eyes are opened about modesty. For men, we have to control our eyes and not fall into the traps of lust. And for women out there, do not tempt your brother to lust after you. Please consider what you're wearing when you wake up each day and you're going out of your house. And men, please consider what you're allowing your spouse to wear when they go out of the house. You want to not be part of the enemy's worldly, fleshly desires in either standpoint. So we want to help each other and lift each other up. And the Bible calls us to discern and to care for each other. So we must love one another and we must take care of these things that we have weaknesses in, and we must build up each other. So this message of modesty is a very important message. It's an unpopular message, and not many people are speaking of it. But I think it needs to be spoken of, especially as the pastor was saying today here on the show, in the church. That's a place we should go for refuge and safety and not be distracted by the worldly, fleshly desires. So I pray this message reached you today. You can contact me via my website if you have any questions. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministries.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus. Move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying. speaking life to what is dead. And I wanna